So this debate on Marshall Square is going to be taking place at Holyrood tonight. What do you expect to be said?
Nothing, because there's nothing to be said. I don't understand what the Scottish Parliament are looking at this decision for. It's out with their remit, and I honestly don't understand what Kevin Stewart is trying to achieve other than to run down the city of Aberdeen, other than to play politics with a democratic decision. The democracy happens in the townhouse. That's why you have local government. That's how you why you have local government to drive forward these decisions. I respect the democratic decision. I lost the vote on the Third Dun Crossing. However, we moved forward with the Third Dun Crossing because of the democracy. And I expect those that lost the debate on Marshall Square to understand that democracy takes place in the townhouse.
So you still have 100% backing behind the project?
Absolutely, and the project's moving forward. I'm looking forward to see it up and running by May 2017. And I think that once people see it, they will really appreciate what is happening there, because it is regeneration of our city centre.
And obviously the campaign group against the development have been very strong and have been coming back and forwards with their opinions. Obviously it's within their right to do that, and this debate is now going to be taking place at the Scottish Government. Do you not think that their views should be heard?
Yes, I do think their views should be heard. But to a point, once the democratic decision has been made, that's when it should stop. At the end of the day, I can't understand what the Scottish Parliament are going to do, because let's reflect on what the Scottish Parliament and the Scottish ministers did. The Scottish ministers had an opportunity to call in the planning application. They didn't. So therefore, they backed the City Council. Audit Scotland looked at this and said that there's nothing unusual with what we've done. The finances are perfect. So therefore, I can't understand what the protesters are worried about when the people who are charged with looking at this independently have both said that they're happy. That's the Scottish Government and indeed Audit Scotland.
Is there a possibility that Scottish Parliament could halt the construction?
None whatsoever. The only way the construction could be halted would be through the courts. And of course, we're 9/10 of the way through the project now. And the foundations are going in, etc, etc. So this project is there to stay. As I said, it's £107 million of regeneration of the city centre. Any other city in the whole of the United Kingdom would grab that with both hands. I don't know what it is about Aberdeen that we've got protesters protesting about this.
And obviously you'll be aware Mary Portis, the expert in retail, was up in Aberdeen recently at the North Sound Business Dinner. I got the chance to speak to her after she took a walk down Union Street, and as you'll know, she wasn't very keen on Marshall Square, to put it lightly. She would rather see money spent on Union Street.
What I've done is I've written to Mary Portis and I've asked her various questions in and around that, because obviously what we do, we support Union Street as well. We want to get Union Street back to where it was. Now that's why we've taken forward the master plan, and that's why we're working towards that. Now, in my opinion, Marshall Square will complement Union Street, and that's what I've pointed out to her. But I've asked her to have a look at what we're doing in and around Marshall Square, what we're doing with the master plan, and what we're doing with Union Street and other regeneration that we're doing within the city, to find out what her overview is once she's got all of the information.